Father, we are ready to hear from you. Speak to us because we are also ready to obey. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's welcome with the word with a clap.
Amen, 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 amen. Yes, receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then turn with me, Psalm 103. Psalm 103, we are going to read it together. It has only 22 verses, and I think we can read them. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgive all thine iniquities, who healed all your diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that your youth, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that oppressed. He made known his way unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for a man, his days are grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passed over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruled over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, the ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. That is the word of God. Amen. The word of today is reminding each of us, don't forget what God has done for you. That is the theme today. Don't forget what God has done for you. Then Psalm starts by a very striking verse. David is talking to himself, not to other persons. He talks to his own heart and soul. And he starts by saying to himself, bless the Lord, O my soul. And not your soul, but his own soul. So David talks to himself. And this is very striking. Tells himself to praise the Lord. And then he said, also all which is within me.
I don't know how you understand that. When he says all what is in me. Is he talking to his mouth, to his mind, to his hands, to his feet? How do you understand all? What is the content of all? Praise the Lord. And all you can find in me. My mouth, my hands, my feet, my mind. All. I think the list is long. I don't know how you can understand it. But David wants to praise with all his parts of his being. All, not half. And then, all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your intelligence, all your all, is called to join and praise for this year. And all what you can find within you. So don't forget. And David insists, don't forget. Don't forget all his benefits. So we have two strategies. The first strategy is listing all what the Lord has done. 2022. Can you try to list them one by one? And I think at the beginning you find that you will forget. Yes, if you try, suddenly you will find that you will forget some of them. And maybe even the very important actions what the Lord has done for you. So now the verse becomes very challenging to us because it says, don't forget. So what is the good strategy if we do not want to forget what the Lord has done for us? Because that is our calling today. I try to suggest one strategy for you. I think if you do not want to forget, take all time to praise him. This time, this second, this minute, this day. Because if you do not do that, then you will forget. If you want to wait for tomorrow, I'm sure you will forget. So take every single time, whenever you remember, my soul, praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing this time, for what he has done yesterday, and even for what he will do tomorrow and in the future. I think that is the simple strategy. But if you want to wait for 1 year and then you want to think about all what the Lord has done and you want to list them one by one, I can assure that you are going to forget. So choose the good strategy to think about what the Lord has done and remember, don't forget. Then, why shall we praise the Lord? David talks about it and summarizes them. The reason why we have to praise the Lord, if you read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you will find them there. But David starts with one important thing, and he says, I will praise the Lord because he forgives. And I think that is very important for us. The Lord forgives, and not only one sin. He forgives all our iniquities. Then he comes back again to all your iniquities. You remember the scripture said that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says also that we were all lost like sheep. We read that in Isaiah 53 verse 6. And one of us was in his own way of perdition. And at the end of that way, there were a pit of death. And that was our situation, all. We all sinned. All were sinners. Think about your sin. And I can assure you that in this temple, at this time, don't be surprised if you are told that we are here together with people who did all kinds of sins. Murderer may be among us. Prostitutes may be among us. Adulterers. And many other sins you can think of. But why are you here in the presence of God? You are calm. You are not disturbed. Why that? It is only because your sin, all your sins are forgiven. Amen. And that's why we are in the presence of the Lord today. We are forgiven. And all your sins, all my sins are forgiven. And when David remembered that me, David, an hypocrite, a murderer, when he thinks that he is forgiven, a murderer of Uriah, that is David, then he says, my soul, praise the Lord. Don't forget. And all what is in me. Because as far as the east is from the west, so far the Lord has removed our sin, and we will not meet them again. We are all forgiven. So we are called to praise the Lord. Don't forget that. And that is why you are here in the presence of the Lord, and you can sing for joy because you are forgiven. Then David continues that he heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction, from the pit, from the tomb. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And he satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. And everyone who believes in Jesus Christ enjoy all this benefit which are cited by David. We find all this in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is our redemption. Amen, amen, amen. So we are all forgiven. And that is to say that God loves us with eternal life. So we can enjoy his love. And when you start from verse 6, now you find how the Lord shows his love to us. Verse 6 and 7, he helps the needy. And I think, as our brothers said, the Lord is provider. He is provider because we are needy people. So David is talking here about widows, orphans, foreigners, poor people, but I think Congolese, IDPs, people from different nations. When we come in the presence of the Lord, we come in his presence as needy people. Then verse 6 and 7 remind us that we are needy, and the Lord helps all the needy, and we are among them. Verse 8, he shows mercy to those who don't deserve it. And really, we don't deserve the love of God. But the Lord is gracious to us, and he can show mercy to us.
while we don't deserve it.
Then verse 9 and 10, he tempers his wrath. If you have some misunderstanding with God, the Bible tells us that he is willing to end all kind of quarrel with him. And every day he wants to welcome everybody back into his kingdom. So Jesus is a father. He's a father for us. And our Lord Jesus Christ tries to show him as a father. When you read Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24, our God is a father. And not all kind of father, but a father who forgives. A father who waits for sinners every day. And he wants to receive them. That is the image you can find in Luke chapter 15. He does not punish the prodigal son. But the Bible tells it that he was a father who waited for him every day. And the Bible tells that while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him, and received him, and forgave him. That is our father. He tempers his wrath. And we can remember that in 2002 and understand that we have a father who tempers his wrath. Then David continues and says, he understands our weaknesses. The father, Lord, understands. He behaves as a father. He has compassion to his children. And you cannot understand that until you have children. I think fathers and mothers in this temple can understand it. As a father, as a mother, that's how we live every day in the hands of our God. Our father and mothers, they know our weaknesses. They can tell you how you were weak. And that's how the Lord lives with us. The striking example you can find in the Bible is that of David and Absalom. And I think you know the example. Absalom, the son of David. Absalom killed his brother, Amnon. And for me, that is enough to erase his name on the list of David's children. He killed his brother. And if that was not enough, then Absalom decided to take the throne of his father. And David was to flee from Jerusalem. And then also Absalom took and slept with the concubine of his father. That is a son. I think David could say, I have no son. If my son is Absalom, that is not a person. But now read 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5. And see how a father behaved. Then David is sending the troops with three commanders, Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, to go and fight Absalom. But he said to them, my brothers, if you meet that man, that young people, be gentle with him on my sake. What? That is a father. That is being a father. Being gentle to a murderer of his brother, a rebel, someone who can decide to take the throne of his father. But David says, be gentle with that young man. So that's why I said you cannot understand this until you become a father or a mother. So our Lord is a father, and he knows all our weaknesses, if he remembers your weaknesses for the year 2022, no one will survive. Fortunately, he is a father. He remembered that we are dust. That's what we read. God will not forget that we are dust. And you also don't forget that you are dust. But fortunately, the Bible says that he links us with his eternity. So we who are dust, we can live eternally with him. And that's why David can say, let me praise him. Let my soul praise his name. Because me, who is dust, I can be linked to his eternity and live forever with him. Amen. So praise, 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 praise the Lord. And from verse 19, you can find the difference. All the creation is called to join David. He starts with his soul. Then other people can join. And not only humankind, but all the creation. And you can read it and understand it when you read Psalm 148. We don't have time. But when you read Psalm 148, then you understand that all the creation are called to join for praise. And two choirs are created, only two. So you can decide to join one of them. Two choirs are created, the heavenly choir and the earthly choir. So you can decide if you want to join which choir among them. The heavenly choir and the earthly choir. Go and read Psalm 148. Then, who are members of the heavenly choir? Angels, the sun, the moon, the stars, waters above skies, and many other creation in heaven and sky. All those creation are called to join the praise because they are creation. And the throne of God is above all. Let me tell it again another way. God is above all. God has no God. So he cannot worship another God. He's above all. And all the creation is under his throne. So all the creation is called to create a choir and worship God and praise his name and join the choir in heaven. Then the second choir, the earthly choir, and I think we are members. We are all members of the earthly choir. Let me tell you the member of this choir. All human beings of all nations, male, women, young children, all people with all kind of handicaps are called to join the choir and praise his name. So don't forget that you are a member of this choir, the earthly choir. You are called to worship God. But the psalm continues. The choir does not belong only to humankind. And the psalm added people, all kind of animals, cattle, goats, are also called to join the choir. Fishes. When I was reading here, I thought about our fishes in the Lake Kivu. I think even sambaza are called also to join the choir and sing for joy and worship the Lord. All birds are called to join the choir. All mountains, all trees are called to join the choir. Even insects. And I thought that mosquito must be a very good member of the choir. So they are also called to join the choir and sing for joy to the Lord. So brothers and sisters, I hope you will join the choir, especially we, humankind. We are called today to join David and sing for joy. Why? Why people? Why humankind? Because we have the Holy Spirit. We cannot sing like God. and fishes. We sing by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we can do it differently. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord. And don't forget all what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Amen. Amen.